They include some of the most extraordinarily sensitive vetting information you could imagine. That is, details of people who've been drug-taking, using prostitutes, extramarital affairs, naming the third party involved, and also where the details of where they have serious financial problems. All this information was collected really to deal with people who are handling very, very sensitive state secrets. And the vetting information that has been leaked basically involves people where there were questions being asked on whether they should continue with security clearance. So it couldn't be really more serious.
Presumably this information was encrypted.
No, it wasn't. Because it was kept in a secure area that was supposed to be being patrolled, it wasn't, and was going to be transferred where I think it would have been encrypted into the RAF High Command in High Wycombe. What is also extraordinary is that they have kept this secret for about 7 months until, in fact, a Freedom of Information request was made by a senior RAF official, which actually revealed that this information had been stolen. Previously, they had told the Information Commissioner and the servicemen, mainly, that their own that there was only personal details and bank accounts, which was bad enough as it was, had actually disappeared. They hadn't disclosed the vetting information. They've only recently, in reply to questions we made over the weekend, confirmed that they did contact the people concerned and tell them on a one-to-one basis. But this was at least a couple of months or 3 months after it was stolen.
If having an affair leaves an officer open to blackmail, should he or she still be in a job with such high security clearance?
Well, this is presumably was the question in the vetting paper, because the internal memo about it says that they were extremely worried about the theft. Because it could be useful to foreign intelligence, to blackmail, and it said investigative journalists for that matter. So they were obviously being very careful about it. One would wonder if someone was really in danger of being blackmailed, whether they would have kept them, but we don't know.
Has the MOD or the government said anything about all this?
Yes, they've said when pressed by us that they have interviewed all the people concerned and told them. They've also said they're tightening everything up, and they've basically were not overjoyed about this information coming to light. They'd obviously spent a considerable amount of time not telling people. For instance, the Information Commissioner's Office, which deals with data and theft of data, were told about the general loss of information, the 50,000 of their addresses, but not the specific stuff about vetting. And I also discovered that the Defence Secretary himself, who switched jobs about, or left the government really, about sort of 2 weeks after this was stolen, was informed about the theft, but was not told about the security vetting information.